Welcome to the Ventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts will learn audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Alrighty, welcome back. It's February 3rd, 2007. This is episode number 98. Can you believe that? Two short episodes away from number 100. I'm going to have to do something special for episode 100. Who knows? Who knows what I'll do? Maybe I'll do something special. Who knows? Maybe it'll just get to be Sunday. Got to do the podcast right now. You never can tell, but it is about 2:30, which means it's about 4 hours earlier than I normally do a podcast on, and the reason I'm doing it at 2:30 today is it happens to be Super Bowl Sunday here in beautiful Arizona. And notice I didn't say sunny Arizona because it's a little bit overcast and chilly out there for people who are desert dwellers like myself. Although if you're from where the New England Patriots are or the New York Giants, this is probably, I don't know, t-shirt and tanning weather to them. But, you know, it's cold for us flatlanders down here. Nonetheless, I want to watch the ball game this afternoon, so I'm going to do Adventures in Podcasting a little bit earlier, but that's okay. Got some cool stuff to share with you nonetheless. So, in this episode, as always, PUSD podcasting updates, as always, PUSD RSS updates, which means I'll say I've got nothing new to say about that, but we'll still say I've got nothing new to say about it. Hey, I've done it. We can skip right on over that already. I also got a couple cool sites to share with you on our, actually not sites, but a couple cool tools to share with you. A couple cool tools to share with you on RSS and podcasting tools. And a reader response, actually a response to a reader, but I'll tell you more about that when I get to that section of the show. And finally, other items worth mentioning. So on that note, I am going to go to a new transition tune. And I got to be honest with you, I stole this off the web. This is something that you may or may not remember. It just definitely brought back memories to my childhood. So this is a small snippet of something that they used to play on the TV. Maybe you can remember what it was. I'll be back. What'd you think of that? Do you remember what that was? I remember what that was, but then again, of course I know what it is. I'm the one that put it there. Do you remember what it was? And do you remember the person who would always talk at the beginning of that? Nonetheless, we are at PUSD Podcasting Updates, and this is kind of cool. It was a fairly slow week for us in podcast land out there in Peoria, but nonetheless, some cool stuff is going on. And as I told you last week, we've got What's Hot in PUSD. The podcast is now online. It's up on the homepage of the district website, and Kelly in my office actually created a cool little icon for me, and so you can check that out at www.peoriaud.k12.az.us. It's on the right-hand side of the webpage there. But that's not what I wanted to tell you about. What I wanted to tell you about is Tuesday we have it scheduled for the superintendent to do his first pod/vodcast, and I think that's just wicked cool. In fact, we even got him to create his, said it like we had to talk him into it, actually set up his podcast page. Actually, he set up his podcast page Friday morning. We put him in the appropriate group in the Active Directory, which allowed him to become a podcaster in a district. And at that time, I wandered into his office and said, would you please click here and type in your name and your password, and boom, 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 there it was. He's up and running. So what we intend to do is do a video and pull the audio out of that as well. So his conversation to the staff and the entire staff, all 4,000 of us, will be available. If a person wants to listen to him, you can do that. And if a person wants to see him talk, they can do that as well. So we'll put that out in two formats off his site. And then the other thing he and I talked about there briefly was a community podcast, so he could talk to the actual patrons of the district. So I think that's just wicked cool. How fast all that comes together, I don't know, but his intention was to get that podcast slash vodcast out this week, so I'm hoping by next week I'll be able to send you a link to that, and or share a link to that show with you. And I just think that's so cool so cool. So my hat's off to Dr. Santarelli for doing that, and maybe next week I'll have something to share with you. Actually, real words or real voice or how do you call it? Real sounds. That's it. Real sounds to share with you on that as well. So super, super cool stuff there. I'm very, very jazzed to talk about that. And I'm going to note here that I'm going to say I'm not talking about it. No. we're at the point where I'm supposed to talk to you about RSS and PSD RSS updates. And like a lot of shows, I don't have anything really to share with you right now on that. We've got a lot of stuff coming down the pike in as far as Moodle's concerned with RSS. But at the moment, no new news there going on. So we'll skip right over that, which means I'll look at the show as it's going along. And we're about 5 minutes and 45 seconds in, which is the point where we talk about RSS and podcasting tools. And I've got a couple here to share with you, and these are just super, super slick. I don't know if you are aware that there is a really neat show in Las Vegas called CES, and it stands for Consumer Electronics Show, and it is an absolute zoo. I mean, there's really no other way to say it. It's 100,000 people or so up there, all looking at cool gadgets, if you will, that are coming out to the consumers, and they're all electronics. And I've gone to that show a couple times, just absolutely phenomenal stuff, but it's a killer. If you can imagine every bit of a convention center space in Las Vegas filled to the brim with stuff. And I haven't been able to go the last 2 years, but in listening to a couple other podcasts, I heard how they keep track, and they actually tied into a couple different blogs who basically went to the show, and they blogged about all the cool stuff they found. So last week after I did Adventures, I started going through my really, really long list of backdated stuff from CES, and I came across one on the Engadget website called the Olympus LS10 Portable Hi-Fi Recorder. And this is a pretty cool product. I've shared some other products similar to this on the show in the past, and of course this is one along the same lines. You know that I love my personal digital recorder from Olympus. This one's not your everyday recorder though. This one's a serious recorder. It actually has XLR inputs on it, and it's got a 1.8 inch LCD monitor for looking at what you're recording. It will record, let's see, it's got built in, you ready for this one? 2 gigabytes of internal storage in your choice of WAV, MP3, or WMA formats. So that's pretty cool. The fact that that thing just records in MP3 format, I really, really like. That's cool for me, because I could actually go right in and without doing any transferring or changing a format in there. Of course, WAV works just fine, and if you actually wanted to use WMA, that would work really well too. So this is slick. It's got a huge amount of storage capacity in it, but it's also got built-in stereo microphones too. So again, this is just really a neat looking gadget, and but it's not your everyday thing. You're not going to run down to Radio Shack and buy this bad boy, because it's, well, you might. It depends on how much money you have. It's got a $400 price tag on it, according to the website. So I've shared that with you just because it's cool, and if you're like me, you always like the do cool stuff. You just may not be able to afford it. However, if I was a person who was a musician, this thing would be a killer application for a musician to put in the room while they're doing that, or if you're going to do some other type of maybe a podcast where you want to do some music, or maybe you just want to have this really cool device. So that is the Olympus LS10 Portable Hi-Fi Recorder. And the other thing I want to share with you is along the same lines of cool stuff. Don't have a price on it yet, but this one came out from, I saw it from Crunch Gear website, and of course the links to these are in the show notes. Excuse me. And this is the Belkin Podcast Studio, and the quote in it says the Belkin's Podcast Studio, you know, for podcasters. It's kind of funny. This is cool looking. This is I don't know what to call this thing. It's a device. Well, I can call it what it is. It's a device to record podcasting on. But your iPod slides down into it. So I'm looking at an iPod that slides down into the sleeve. And it's got some gadgets on it. There's got some dials and buttons on it that will allow you to adjust the input. And it will allow you basically to record off of its built-in microphones. It says it's got a pair of swiveling integrated microphones on each side, and the device records what it hears in stereo as an uncompressed WAV file on your iPod. And you can even control the pitch and volume as well as the stereo balance. So that's pretty doggone cool. Plus, it's got has dual XLR and quarter-inch microphone jacks at the top, so you can use your own high-end gear. So that looks pretty doggone cool to me. And there's no price on this, and I'm just not quite sure what to think of it, other than the fact it's pretty cool. Now, most of you know, if you've been listening to the show any amount of time, I like my iPod for listening, although I do know there are a lot of folks that actually use their iPod to do recordings as well. But my battery goes away quickly, and I would be really, really bummed out if I lost my battery mid-show, which I've done that before on the AAAs, but at least I can change them out much, much faster. So those are my two cool tools I stumbled on last week after the show, and by that time it's too late to jump back on and say, oh, by the way, so I saved them for this week. And then the other thing I got in my email this week, I'm actually going to respond to this gentleman. He sent me an email asking me how I get my audio into my Adventures in Podcasting presentation that I always talk about on this show. So this gentleman's named Brad. He's from Houston, Texas, Houston Independent School District. And I've pasted Brad's note in here. And then again, I've also put in below here what I'm going to send Brad right after the show. Excuse me, but basically Brad wants to know how I get the audio embedded into that web page. So what I've done here is I've stuck it in the show notes. I'm not going to read it to you because it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. Well, it might, but nonetheless, I'm going to leave it in the show notes. If you want to see how it's done, you can check it out. But I'm using an embed tag that points to an MP3 file, and then I've got it set to automatically start when the page loads. So that's basically what I'm doing there. If you've looked at that show or looked at that website, that is the presentation that I do when I give a presentation on how to, when I give a presentation on podcasting. And the cool thing about that, it's a self-running show. It's about 35 minutes. You can just sit there and watch the screen. PowerPoints pop in. Actually, the slides that I say pop in. And the same commentary, same comments, same content, whatever you want to call it. Actually, you can listen to it, and it'll go to the next slide, and my voice will drop in not too far after that. So I'm using a standard embed tag on that, Brad, and I'll be sharing that in the email I send to you right after this show gets over. So just wanted to let you know. But if there's anybody else wondering how I did that, that is how I did that as well. And finally, it's let's see, take a note here at 12:45, and man, I'm on a roll today. Wow, yeah. At any rate, that's we're down to other items worth mentioning here, and I got a really cool site there that was sent to me by the Research Department of Adventures in Podcasting, also known as Peggy George, and she shared with me this really cool site. I think I've got it about popped up on the screen here, and this is from Mr. Coley's class, and she actually found this on Twitter and shared this with me. But this is Mr. Coley's website where he posts all sorts of good stuff about what's going on in his class. And it actually says that Mr. Coley's website, he calls it StudyCast. Now, this is a new term. Well, it's new to me, but rather than calling it a podcast, he's calling it a StudyCast, and I like this term. So StudyCast is a podcast created to help students in Room 34 review their social studies and science, review for their social studies and science tests. Basically, StudyCast is an audio review session recorded by Mr. Coley for his students. The broadcasts are not intended to replace traditional studying, but rather provide additional study aid. You can listen to the broadcast on MrCrawley.com or download them to your computer. If you're looking for a way to study on the go, download the broadcast and burn it to a CD or transfer it to your iPod. And I just think that is such a cool way to spin that, calling it a study cast, and I think I'm going to have to borrow that, steal it, whatever you want to call it. But I do like that. This is, again, the same vision I've had for podcasting in Peoria for a very long time. But nonetheless, here's a person that's got a really, really slick website going on this, and I encourage you to hit the show notes and check it out. And it's really, 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 like I said, I love this stuff. I believe in this stuff. I think we all ought to be doing it. And here's somebody that's doing it in his classroom. And my hat's off to this person. So very cool stuff. And thanks to Peggy for sharing that with us. That's some good stuff there. So let me take a look at my show notes. What else do we have to share with you today? That looks like just about the end of it. So we're short and sweet today. We're going to run about 17 minutes by the time we get done with everything. So I'm also wanting to share with you my new professional website at www.seanwheeler.name. And you can also find my blog at www.seanwheeler.name/blog. Check it out. And of course, just as I spoke about earlier, the Adventures in Podcasting presentation is still online. When I went in there to pull the code out for Brad, I noticed that the site has 897 views on the Frapper map, and I think that's pretty cool. It's not viral by any means, but people are taking a look at that page, and I think that's cool. I didn't go in and look where they're from though, but nonetheless, that's just super super neat. This is for me, anyways. And final note, need to let you know that WOW, Way Out West, is coming up this May 3rd, 2008. And you can find more information about that at the AST website. That's www.ast.org. And you can click on the conference links for details. Tim Tyson will be there doing his keynote. And if you haven't had a chance to see Dr. Tyson speak, you need to be there. It's well worth your time. All right, folks, we're heading in quickly in the 17-minute range, which means it's a good time to get off the microphone here. Get Adventures in Podcasting episode number 98 uploaded to the server so you can download it and listen to it all you want and share with a friend, too. And you know what else you could do? You could say, hey, give this guy some feedback because he loves it. And I do. So, folks, my name's Sean Wheeler. I welcome your comments and your feedback. Drop me a note. My email address is SWHEELER@peoriaud.k12.az.us, or you can just Google Sean Wheeler. I'm the let's see, if you could see me, you would know I'm not the bodybuilder, and if you could see me smile, I'm the guy with still has all my teeth, so I'm not the hockey player. That ought to narrow it down for you a little bit. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of DePalm, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.